light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. House of Huawei offers a rare ground-level portrait of a company that rose from a modest Shenzhen reseller to a global telecom force at the center of the century's most consequential tech rivalry. Eva Do, a deeply sourced reporter, follows Huawei through factory floors, research labs, carrier negotiations, and crisis war rooms to reveal how an engineering-led culture, relentless execution, and a survival mindset turned a regional player into a standard setter. The narrative traces the firm's formative hardships and internal doctrines, the climb through 3G and 4G, the leap into 5G, and the backlash that followed. Du examines ownership opacity, security debates, and the grinding work of building self-reliance after U.S. export controls cut off critical chips and software. Told with on-the-ground detail and historical sweep, the book functions both as corporate biography and as a guide to the forces that link technology, state power, and global markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins and the making of a survivalist culture. The book begins with Huawei's founding era and the personal path of Ren Zhengfei, whose formative years and hardships seeded a managerial worldview centered on endurance, learning under pressure, and customer obsession. Du shows how these roots evolved into a distinctive culture recognizable in Huawei's internal slogans, study groups, and long memoranda that crystallize principles such as sustained R&D investment and frontline empowerment. The narrative explains the architecture of discipline inside the company, from rotating leaders to intensive training, and the expectation that managers spend time in the field with clients. It also details the employee shareholding program administered through a trade union mechanism, which created a sense of shared fate while keeping formal control close to the core. This culture, sometimes described as wolfish for its aggressiveness and persistence, helped the firm scale rapidly in complex markets and endure long sales cycles typical of telecom infrastructure. Dao treats the mythology with nuance, showing both the energy it unlocked and the costs borne by employees in pursuit of global competitiveness. Secondly, engineering to the frontier and the race to shape 5G. A central thread is how Huawei competed on engineering and standards to move from fast follower to agenda setter. Du maps the march from early switches to radio access networks, core network equipment, and optical transport, tracking how heavy R&D spending, close work with carriers, and large patent portfolios positioned the company inside the global standards arena. The book explains how contributions to 3GPP and other bodies, paired with scale manufacturing and aggressive deployment support, enabled Huawei to expand across Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Concrete examples show field engineers tackling remote builds, rapid iteration cycles with operators, and service models that undercut incumbents. This engineering engine culminated in early 5G leadership, where base station efficiency, massive MIMO know-how, and integration across hardware and software mattered more than brand. Yet the same prominence drew heightened scrutiny from governments, making technical excellence inseparable from policy risk. Du captures both the craft of making networks work and the politics that attend whoever supplies the backbone of digital life. Thirdly, sanctions shock and the drive for technological self-reliance, the 2019 placement on the United States entity list, ruptured Huawei's global supply chain, threatening its smartphone business, cloud ambitions, and leading-edge chip roadmap. Du reconstructs the scramble that followed as teams audited dependencies, stockpiled components, rewrote software stacks, and raced to replace foreign inputs. She follows HiSilicon's design push, the parallel effort to localize tools and materials, and the decision to accelerate an in-house operating system for consumer devices. The narrative weighs the technical and managerial trade-offs of this forced decoupling, including performance gaps, production yields, and ecosystem friction once Google services were unavailable. It also examines headline moments such as the appearance of new chips in flagship phones as evidence of partial recovery of advanced manufacturing capacity through domestic partners. Rather than treating these milestones as magic, Du situates them in years of incremental work, procurement ingenuity, and state industrial context. The portrait is of a company learning to operate with fewer safety nets, redesigning products and processes to keep pace despite constrained access to world-class semiconductor tools. Fourthly, ownership, governance, and the debate over state influence. A persistent controversy surrounds who ultimately controls Huawei and how decisions are made. Du unpacks the internal shareholding scheme, the role of a trade union entity as legal owner on behalf of employees, and the system of rotating chairpersons that disperses day-to-day authority while preserving strategic continuity. She maps the interplay between a private mindset and the realities of operating in China, including party committees within firms and the policy environment that shapes credit, land, and procurement. The book presents the competing narratives that dominate outside debates. Critics point to opacity, proximity to state priorities, and security laws that heighten concern for network trust. Huawei emphasizes market competition, customer-driven engineering, and independence. Du does not reduce this to slogans. Instead, she provides documents, interviews, and case studies that show how governance functioned in practice during crises and in long-run planning. Readers come away with a clearer, evidence-based view of incentives and constraints inside the firm, and why certainty on the state question remains elusive for many observers. Lastly, geopolitics, the Meng Wanzhou case, and the trust battle. The detention of CFO Meng Wanzhou in Canada crystallized Huawei's collision with global politics. Du narrates the legal saga, diplomatic repercussions, and how the episode reverberated across the company, from compliance overhauls to messaging on values and rule of law. She situates the case within a broader wave of restrictions on 5G gear in allied countries, security reviews, and procurement bans, showing how trust became the decisive currency that technical benchmarks alone could not settle. The book examines Huawei's outreach to regulators and partners, third-party testing proposals, and efforts to segment businesses by risk profile. It also follows the human dimension, including anxiety within overseas teams and the resolve inside China to rally around technology self-sufficiency. By treating geopolitics not as backdrop, but as an operating reality, Du helps readers understand why Huawei became a symbol in the contest over who will build, secure, and monetize the next era of networks. The outcome, she argues, will shape both corporate fortunes and the architecture of the internet itself. In conclusion, House of Huawei is essential reading for business leaders, engineers, investors, policymakers, journalists, and students of modern China who want a grounded account of how a firm scales amid turbulence. Eva Du combines narrative verve with rigorous sourcing to show how culture, engineering, governance, and geopolitics interlock inside one organization. You will learn practical lessons on building resilient supply chains, managing through sanctions, aligning R&D with customer needs, and communicating trust in contested markets. Compared with generic China tech overviews or partisan polemics, this book stands out for access, balance, and technical literacy. It gives you enough detail to evaluate claims on security and state influence while keeping a clear line between evidence and speculation. Buy this book if you want to make informed decisions in procurement, investing, or strategy, or if you simply want to understand how the next stage of the digital economy will be built. It will repay careful reading with insight you can act on. If you would like to support Eva Du, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine-Nar-Tree, better life begins in a book.